The Kingston Trio has a long list of hits, and this year the band marks 60 years and is heading to Honolulu to perform. You may remember that two of the original musicians had Hawaii ties. We talked to Mike Marvin, one of the current members of the band. He tells us Dave Garg went to Punahou, and Bob Shane, he says, went to Roosevelt.
We're calling it Keeping the Music Alive Tour, and boy, it's been that every inch of the way. It's been really fun, and people have really responded. I mean, it's been incredible. It seems like everywhere we go, it's like incredibly, there's almost a festival excitement when you get there. Mm-hmm. And then we've been selling out just about every show, and it's been just an incredible experience. You just see how happy everybody is to hear the songs and music. I mean, it's really something to see. I've been really impressed by these audiences.
Well, I just went back and listened to some things on YouTube, and I just remembered as a kid listening to Lemon Tree.
When we start the show, I always let the audience know that, you know, welcome aboard our time machine, sort of, because it really is, in a way, just that. It's really surprising at the end, because afterwards we always go out after the show and say hello to everybody, and it's really, you can really see it in people's faces and in their eyes. It's that they've had a great time, and a lot of times people come up to me and say, you know, for this evening I was 19 years old again, or you know, this remind me. Right, one woman came up to me about a week ago and said, this reminds me of the evening I met my husband. Things like that happen all the time. It's just been really fun for that reason.
And talk about your connection to the original members.
Well, Nick Reynolds, who was one of the founding members with Shane and Garg, he was from San Diego. He was my cousin. And when I was a teenager, I moved in with him. And so I was there at the heyday of the Kingston Trio, when it was, you know, when they were the biggest act in the world at the time. For about 5 or 6 years, they were the biggest act in the world until the Beatles came along. And he took me in, and I learned the song. He taught me the songs, and he taught me how the trio picked their songs, why they picked their songs. And over the course of several years, I really was immersed in everything that the trio did and was about, and so I really sort of had a tutorial in folk music as viewed by the Kingston Trio. It was really an experience, I must say.
So, no, I have many favorites. What are yours?
I have about 3 or 4. One of the favorites we do in the concert. Well, we do all my favorites in the concert.
Of course.
I like the singing of the Reuben James. Mm. Where Have All the Flowers Gone is always one of my favorites, believe it or not. And let's see. I like Hobo's Lullaby, which wasn't a big famous song, but I like all the Calypso songs, too. You know, I think there's a saying out there floating around. It says, the Kingston Trio, a Hawaiian Calypso band that saved country music. I've always thought that was kind of funny.
You know, it's an opportunity, I guess, as you go across the country to also kind of expose a whole new generation to this music if they're not familiar with it.
That is true. Every now and then, well, more and more we're seeing a younger audience than what I just call our white-haired audience. There are younger people, and there are some really young people that come, and they're passionate about the music, and it's really something to see. I mean, it's not unusual to see a row of, you know, 15-year-olds, 20-year-olds. It's not that unusual, and so it's been interesting to see how that audience, how the different audiences respond to the music.
So
they all like the music, or they all love the music, really.
So these are maybe the grandkids of the...
That is correct.
Yeah, that generation.
That's right.
But what is it about folk music that you think kind of transcends age?
Transcends age and generations. I think there's a few things. I think one is that the music is accessible to everybody. And the way that the trio does it, a lot of hard work goes into making it sound easy. And I think that helps. I think that the songs are story songs, essentially. I was watching the American Music Awards, and, you know, I can't knock them because they're doing so well, but I noticed that the music, the dancing is as important to those awards and that genre of music as the actual singing is, whereas in folk music and American music, as we do it, it's all about the music and it's all about the lyrics and the music. It's not about whether, whether we're wearing sequined shirts or have a bunch of dancers around us. There's two different things. So I think that's one of the things that makes it all really interesting.
And I think, too, you know, the acoustics, right? I mean, just a nylon string guitar.
That's right.
It's just something, there's something so pure about that.
Yeah, that's true. And our show is completely acoustic. And you're right. There, when you walk in and you hear an acoustic show, you immediately know you can listen to everything. You can hear in our concert, whether there's 1,000 people or whether there's 4,000 people, you can hear a pin drop between the songs, and you can really feel it. You know, people don't get up in the middle of our songs and go to the bathroom or go get a beer or anything. Everybody stays real still and quiet, which I think is part of the general experience. I don't think that that's common that much anymore.
Well, I think, but like you say, with the lyrics, you know, your songs are stories. And, you know, whether it's Tom Dooley or something else, it's that story that catches people's attention.
That's right. I mean, you're right. Tom Dooley's a perfect example. And on a more frivolous and fun, MTA is another. And Where Have All the Flowers Gone? I always acknowledge in Where Have All the Flowers Gone, you know, Pete Seeger, who wrote the song, he was in the U.S. Army in the Pacific during World War II. And one of the things I think is that before he wrote Where Have All the Flowers Gone, he probably... part of it was conceived in his head because he saw the crews coming in from the bombing runs in Japan, and he saw firsthand what war was all about. And that's where I think part of his whole experience of, you know, peace on earth and all that kind of originated in during that period, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's poetry. Right? The lyrics,
definitely,
the words.
Definitely, yes.
And if the younger songwriters today get that, you know, we've got the new alternative rock up-and-coming stars, Billie Eilish, you know, and to see what she's doing with her brother at age 17. I mean...
Yeah, I saw her the other night, and I was trying to equate that in a way. I was trying to equate a lot of it to the Kingston Trio and folk music of the 1950s and 1960s. And in some places I can see a connection. Other places the distances seem larger than I would have anticipated. So it's all pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, music evolving and music staying the same.
That is correct.
And that was Mike Martin of the Kingston Trio, who will be in town for a concert at the Hawaii Theater this Thursday, the 19th. For links, head to our website, and we leave you with a Kingston classic.
When I was 17, 1981, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stairs with perfumed hair that came undone when I was 21.